You are listening to the Men's Ministry Roundtable Podcast. This is a ministry of Christian Assembly Church in Los Angeles, California. I am your host, Marvin Enriquez, and this is how we get down.
Welcome back to another exciting edition of the Men's Ministry Roundtable Podcast.
Showing off his six-pack, no shirt today. Scar. He is here.
We're back, guys. We're back. We haven't recorded in such a long time. It's good to be back.
It's been so long. We have a special guest who's one of our founders.
But it's so good to be back in the studios.
Is Mac Rice here?
Mac Rice is not.
My goodness, I am so happy to be here. Lucky Baldwin.
Well, thanks for popping in, Mac.
We are back in the fabulous studios of the Men's Ministry Roundtable Podcast. We have missed being together.
Yes.
And specifically, we've missed being together.
Your voice squeaked.
Yeah, it did. But I'll tell you why. I'm so excited.
And I just can't hide it, man. It's Easter. That's why.
Yeah. Let me start with the introduction.
Finish line is there.
Today.
Since Easter's.
Is April 6th. 2023. Yes, this is the week before Easter's, and and we've got Good Friday tomorrow, and then Easter weekend.
Easter's weekend.
And then we have Easter on Saturday, and we have Easter on Sunday.
That's why it's Easter's.
Because Jesus. Why is it Easter's, Marvin? Because it's Saturday and Sunday. It's Easter's.
Okay.
In multiples, plurals.
Plurals. Yes. Because there's a plural for plural.
Jesus resurrected again and again, baby. But around the room, I've got to introduce you to who's here. We've got George, my pants are on fire, Fernando!
Welcome, the other voice that you hear is a familiar voice to you,
but we've missed him because he has not been around our offices for the last 3 months. Robert! I'm still alive, Concepcion!
I'm still here. There you go.
I'm no longer late, but I am alive. Listen,
I take back all of the grief about you being late. Robert, you can be as late as you want to be.
But wait, was I late today?
No, you weren't.
There you go.
Hey, new life.
Every day is a good day.
New life and new leaf.
You know what they say, made alive in Christ. Hey. Man, what do you do, right? Come on.
So on a serious note, Robert, we are so excited to have you back. I know that you've not been in our offices a ton lately, and we've only recorded one podcast episode this year, and it's because we just didn't feel right doing it without you. But on the one recording that we did, we gave the guys a little bit of an update on your health. But I'm sure men want to hear what's happening with you, what's been happening. So give us an update of where you've been and what's been happening in your life.
Or we're jumping right into
just
that.
Just jumping right into it.
I mean,
we have no time for diarrheas.
Well, tell me first, why is it Easter's?
It is Easter's because there are multiple Easter's. So this is
your favorite line. What's going on?
Easter's.
What is it?
Do you not realize I have had diarrhea since Easter's?
That's why it's Easter's.
Oh, okay. So now it stops.
It's my favorite movie of all time.
Do you not realize?
I've had diarrhea since Easter's. That's why it's Easter's. Robert, but what's happening in your life, man? I mean, extended vacations and all.
Extended vacation. I really wouldn't call that vacation, Marv. But yeah, you know, it's just, I have been... In fact, I'm still in the miracle ride of my life. Mm. And, you know, I've debated this. I've talked to my wife about it. I said, do I share the most honest version of what I've gone through? Or do I just say, well, you know, I've gone through some stuff and be vague about it. But I thought, you know, since you guys have been, an integral part of this podcast, those who are listening right now, and those people have prayed and supported and just... You know, wished me well. I just want to just be authentic and just be honest and just say, hey, the Lord has been so good. He's brought me from walking through the valley of shadow of death, literally, 2 months ago. I don't know if we have time for this,
Marvin. We have time.
Hey,
You know, 2 months ago, I was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. And when you're diagnosed with something like that, you know you're in the valley of shadow of death. And when I was diagnosed with that... all of a sudden, that diagnosis, I was taken back, and I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know how to react. All I knew was that I was feeling God's perfect peace in my life. Mm-hmm. And the Bible is right. A peace that surpasses all understanding. Mm-hmm. And yeah, well, there's some anxious moments, to be honest, but the first thing out of my mouth was, Lord, you got to walk with me through this. Because of that, I didn't feel the need to call my family in, talk about, hey, you know, I don't know what this diagnosis is going to bring, but blah, blah, blah. I didn't think about any of that. All I did was, hey, we just got to be on top of just trusting the Lord and then seeing how he's going to move in the situation where I'm in. Stage 4, only because the cancer that was found, that was emanating, or that the root of the cancer was my kidney. And most of you guys are, I don't know if most of you guys, but some of you guys might know that I came from a kidney transplant 17 years ago. And the old kidney that was left there in my body was the one that grew a tumor the size of a tennis ball. Now, normally I was screening for prostate, lung, colon, all of those regular stuff that guys go through. But in this case, I didn't screen for kidney cancer at all. Excuse me. But that's where it emanated from. And it had moved from where my kidney was to my left femur. And because it went there, I spotted blood in my urine, which prompted me to go to the emergency room. And thank God it moved there and not anywhere else, because when they MRI'd or CT scanned my bladder, they saw that lesion in my left femur. And they said, from there on in, they said, well, we got to know where this thing came from, which is why from the emergency room, I got checked in right away. And because of that, they were able to trace it all the way back to my old kidney that grew this tumor. Now, the miracle, that was my first miracle, was that they saw it, because had it not been there in any other place in my body, they wouldn't have spotted it. Since they saw it, they said, well, you know what? Let's just see what this kidney or what this tumor is going to, what it had affected. Because when I did my MRI scans, thank God, the only place they found it was my left femur. But when they got in there, I didn't know that the kidney, the old kidney or the original kidney where it was from, was enveloped by my liver. In our body, the liver actually is so close to our kidneys. And so technically speaking, the tumor should have, or the lesion should have spread to my liver, because that was the closest organ that it could have attached itself to. But you know, by God's grace, they just said, we found nothing. It was clean. It was great. Clear.
Yeah.
I mean, the size of a tennis ball, wow, is unimaginable for me. But it didn't go anywhere else but the place where it was detected. And so to me, that just miracle after miracle. And then so when they saw it, they said, well, no, we don't know what it's going to be like. If we open it up and see what your liver's like, they looked at it, biopsied it, and says, Robert, after a while, you know, after the procedure, says, you got the best possible outcome that's imaginable, because in your liver, it was clean. It had nothing, no spread, nothing. So, you know, it's just one spot here in your left femur, and that's fixable. And so that's what they did. They took out the old kidney and my left femur. They went ahead and they did this cryoablation. It's freezing as opposed to radiation, which is burning. After they did that, they cleared up all of the lesions, all of the tumor, and so they said, from here on in, we just have to monitor you. So this is once a year, or well, for now, for the first year, it's every 3 months, and then 6 months, and then year after year. But it was through that whole ordeal, I mean, from stage 4 to just being cleared and, wow, saying, yeah, wow,
yeah, is an understatement. You used the word miracle, but that sounds like, yeah, a God-given miracle.
Absolutely.
I mean, right next to your liver. I mean, that's the closest location, and it's an organ. Instead, it went to your bone,
yeah,
which is far away, and it's, yeah, that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's, to me, to get is, there, and it photobombed itself so that, you know, it could be detected, and it could be traced back to where it was originally. So
how are you feeling right now?
tendered spots, but mm-hmm. still stamina's a little low. But you know, God has just been so good. I just want to be able to share and just say how God is so good. Mm. His mercies are real. His miracle, he's a miracle working God. I just,
your testimony.
Yeah, you know, it's for me to just say, well, you know what? I've been through tough times, tough situations, but I want to just be clear. God is still a God who does miracles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so you guys are just going through some stuff. Believe that God is the God that is willing. When I was in the hospital, I just kept on meditating on his word that says, when the leper says, Lord, if you're willing, mm-hmm. you can help or you can heal me. And the Lord responded, I am willing. And mm-hmm. because we serve a God who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that's what I just said, Lord, I can hear your voice every day. Tell me, I am willing.
Mm-hmm.
I am willing. And because of that, the Lord has just walked with me to the valley of shadow of death, literally. And I felt his peace. I felt his comfort. And I felt the strength of your prayers, guys. Those who know my situation, they just prayed for me. I just, unbelievable. You know, the staff, everyone at CA, just felt the love and support for my family as well. And so, you know, one of the blessings also is to have my kids walk through this with me. I mean, I didn't keep it at all from them. And then I told them, look, this is how God works. And, you know, I'm praying that it built their faith and they now have a faith that knows that God is a God who works miracles. And it is, he indeed is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Well, Robert, thanks so much for sharing an update with the guys. You're right.
You, buddy.
Those of us that were around you have been praying for you. But even, you know, even as guys are hearing about this right now, the word that you just said is, if there's a guy going out there right now, you feel alone. You feel, I mean, I'm sure you had some moments, anxious moments,
sure.
as you've described, yeah. And you know, just for the guys to hear that that there is a guy who sees us even in our most anxious and dark moments and is with us and
yeah, hears us, hears our cry,
sends his peace, like you said. And
that's awesome,
buddy. Wow, what a testimony. What a miracle. And
it's the revelation of who he is, guys. I think you know, I can't tell you if there's a formula for miracles, for an answered prayer. All I know is that you need to see God for who he is. You know, just like Jesus was responding to the woman in the well. And he said, if you only knew who you're talking to, you would ask me.
Mm-hmm.
You would ask me for more, right? You wouldn't just tell me. You'd ask me. You'd just be talking to me. You'd ask me if you only knew who you were talking to. And as I laid in that bed, that hospital bed by myself, I had to realize who I was asking this from.
Yeah.
And I had to know who my God was, that he is a God working, he's a miracle working God who is willing, who is able. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So guys, you know, I just want to encourage you. That's as detailed as I can get it for the time that we have now. But, you know, if you're walking through stuff, you're walking through things and you need a miracle from God, see him for who he is and see him for what he's done for us, especially now that it's Easter. The sacrifice he gave us on the cross says it all, right? So there's this verse that I'm always, that's one of my favorite verses. It's, he who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things?
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, as I hung on to his words, as I hung on to that promise, is what got me through.
Yeah, what a powerful reminder. If you only knew who you were requesting, who you were talking to.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Well, guys, thanks so much for listening. Of course, all of your questions and comments and feedback can always be addressed to us at men@cachurch.com.
Awesome.
If you want to send Robert a note of encouragement, send it there, and we'll make sure he gets it. And even if you want to share with us any prayer requests that you might have.
Or take him to lunch. Stop being cheap. Go
listen,
ahead and take him to lunch.
Listen, I mean...
Come on.
No, let me
sure
take you guys to lunch.
Sure.
Robert, take you guys to lunch.
Have you changed anything in the practical sense? Like, you know, there's times that, you know, we put off a big purchase or a trip or... I don't know, what have you. Have you kind of like, you know, you talk
you
about...
You look different. You have a full set of hair. It's unbelievable how it... You look so weird with long hair.
That's have a side effect changed? Of anesthesia, brother.
Yeah, I mean, I saw a brand new car in the parking lot. I'm not going to mention the brand name.
Electric.
Is there anything you said, like an impulse purchase or something that you just said, you know what, I'm going to take care of myself this kind of way?
You know, no, not at all. Because I got that car prior to me getting that diagnosis. Yeah. And it just changed my, bucket list even more. I told my wife, I said, I don't have the desire anymore to check off anything off my bucket list. And it's more towards the time that I have left. I mean, it just gave me a sense of urgency to just even share with what kind of God we serve, who He is.
So there wasn't that, I haven't seen Europe yet. No. It was more about just reinvesting in the relationships and in the time that you have. And of course, in your kingdom purposes. Right.
Yeah. It's just trying to just, I know the Lord doesn't do things without purpose. And one of the things that is just embedded in my heart is that the time that He gave me is a time that I can even speak about Him and His goodness. And so instead of just spending it on a bucket list for myself, seeing this, that, and the other, I mean, there will be a time when we have eternity to see all of these things.
But there wasn't a moment where you were laying in the hospital bed and saying, "But Lord, I just got the Tesla. Come on. No. Enjoy it for a little bit, Lord."
It's more like, "Lord, how do I make the payments for that?"
I'm like, "I want to drive this thing, Lord. Come on."
No.
So is it fast?
It's very fast, and it's a shame because I don't really drive it to its full potential.
I know. I just here to Burbank. How fast can you go?
But I took you guys. We were on the freeway, and
yeah. He took us a little ride.
You just punched it a little bit, and
it went to 90, didn't it?
And God, fast. God's grace was there was a highway patrol
right
just
next
a
to
little
us.
Bit, that's just true. Missing.
And
us.
You crossed like three or four lanes of traffic all at once. You're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Well, guys, thanks so much for listening. Even if we haven't recorded so much this year, we're still breaking all records for podcast listeners.
Wow.
We have passed now 10,766 downloads of the Men's Ministry Roundtable podcast. And we said that when we hit 10,000, we would host a barbecue for listeners.
Wow.
That has come and gone. We were going to do that in January. And then, of course, Robert was MIA for a little bit. But let's have a barbecue in June. Let's celebrate new life. Let's celebrate breaking records. I was looking at our stats yesterday on our podcast stats. If we chose to monetize this podcast,
drum roll,
you know how much money we would make?
How much?
I clicked on the little button. It says monetize here, but I didn't do it because I feel like, why are we going to, we don't need to get paid for this, right? I mean,
it's a stewardship, Pastor. Go ahead.
Yeah. We would get, if we monetize
press that button.
This podcast, we would get $4.32.
Hey, enough for a hot sauce.
Would that go barbecue? Would
that's Taco Tesla? Tuesday. We can get 25 tacos at that place you take me to.
Would that cover a Tesla payment for
George?
Would that be like
$1.40?
Would that be like 2 minutes of a Tesla payment? Is that if you break it down?
Oh boy!
No, that's,
could I own the Tesla for 2 minutes with $4?
You could sit in it and close the door, and that's it.
That's it. Could I touch the handle for $4? But thanks for listening, guys. We are going to have a barbecue in June. We will host it. We want you to come and celebrate Robert. We want you to come and celebrate the podcast, and of course, share this episode with all of your friends. We'll hear from more from Robert in a few minutes. We'll get to ask him some more questions. But along the way, we are now headed into NBA playoff time, George's favorite time of the year.
Oh, yeah.
Slow clap for our Lakers.
Oh, but they lost last night, bro.
Slow clap for our Celtics.
No, not slow clap.
What about the Clippers? One clap for the Clippers.
One clap for the Clippers. And for all the other teams that are about to make the playoffs. Well, technically the Lakers are not quite in the playoffs yet. They haven't, but they will. They're in the seventh seed, and they did lose last night to the Clippers, and that was a tough loss because that could have secured their way to stay out of the play-in. But,
why is it play-in instead of a playoff? Can you explain that?
Because now they extended it.
It's a play-in to get into the playoffs.
Correct. So they extended it to 10. Whereas before it was 8 teams, now it's 10 teams. And so those two teams, 9 and 10, are fighting for a chance to play.
And get the 7th and 8th spot.
Get the 7th and 8th spot. So now if you're 7th and 8th, you have to win one game against those 9 and 10 seeds, beat them in the play-in tournament. Then that means you're in the playoffs, and then your reward for that is you get to go play the number one seed. Which it's, you know what? If I'm a Lakers,
it's not even a reward, bro.
Well, you know what? The West is all over the place, though. Denver, I'll take my chances with Denver.
The best teams are in the East.
I'm more scared of Phoenix with Durant, with a healthy Durant. They're locked into the fourth seed, so I'm okay with playing Denver or Sacramento or Memphis.
Kyrie showed up last night.
Yeah, they're not even in the playoffs right now. Dallas is like the 11th or 12th right now.
They're under 500 since the trade.
Yeah, no, they're not even in right now. So
what are you trying to say?
That it was a disaster trade for them.
Kyrie does not.
It was a disaster of a trade for them.
But you think?
But the Lakers, since they've made their moves and since the All-Star break, you know, granted LeBron's been out for a little bit, but since then they've been playing really good ball, and they've got one of the better records, if not the best record in the NBA since the All-Star break. So I'm excited to see what they can do. What they can do now over in the East are the clear favorites. I would say. Clearly, the Bucks, Celtics, and Philly are probably the three best teams to beat. Clearly. So the only good news for us is they got to play each other. Only one can come out of the East. So there you go. So how you feeling about your Celts?
Good.
Yeah?
Good. Yeah.
I mean...
They won last night, right?
Yeah, without Tatum. Without three starters.
Yeah. And I mean, the time they played the Bucks, it was a blowout. So... Yeah. If that's an indication of what a potential Eastern Conference final could look like, I mean...
Same as last year.
Yeah, it looks good, though. Looks good. Yeah. Although, you know, I mean, you don't expect every game to go that way, but...
Oh, no.
But you have to feel good about your chances.
Well, what's the bet this year?
Okay, so that's where I'm headed. How confident are you that your Celts would make the NBA Finals?
Wow. Think about
50-50 because you wore sandals last year for us.
Think about the sandals.
You showed the dogs last year, so you prepare to show more dogs.
Well, you know what? This time it's a fishnet.
How much more can I show?
Hey, there will be a different part of your body that will be shown.
I think
fishnet.
Fishnet sandals.
Answer cautiously.
So wait, what was the question again?
How confident are you that your Celts would...
George feels comfortable fishnet, bro.
Oh, he loves... He looks forward to fishnets. Come on. It's not even a
threat.
Are you kidding me?
That's an invitation.
He wears it at home. Come on.
Put away that picture. I am confident.
You're confident that they would make the final, so that they would come out of the East.
Yeah.
Are you confident that they're going to be the champions? Okay.
Wow.
All right. That's fair. So I'm willing. Wow. Look, I'm sitting here with my Lakers at the seventh seed. You're sitting here with yourself in the second seed. So you clearly are at an advantage, but I will wager with you.
Wow.
I will wager which one of our teams will go further in these here NBA playoffs. Right? So you clearly, I should be asking you for some...
No, because I won't. The West is... The difference between the first seed and the eighth seed is not...
Like five games.
Yeah, it's not that different.
Yeah. So...
I wouldn't be shocked, if the Lakers came out of the West. I'd be surprised. I'd be surprised.
Oh, did you hear this?
No, but I wouldn't.
A little praise for our Lakers.
I wouldn't be shocked because I don't think the West is... No, man, I'm just...
They're not good, but I mean,
Would you be shocked if the Clippers came out?
I wouldn't be shocked. There really isn't a team that I would be shocked... came out of the West because I think the West it's just wide open. If Sacramento came out,
if somebody like Oklahoma came out, that'd be a little shocking.
I would be shocked.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sacramento.
I think at least half the team. But you figure, six teams,
I mean,
I think
Anthony Davis is healthy-ish. He's dropping 40 a night. LeBron is only having to contribute, 18 to 25. That's where you want him to be. D'Angelo seems to be a good pickup. I like where our team's at. So again, what's the wager? What are we doing?
What are we doing?
Who comes out? Who ends up?
Who has a better run? Who goes further in the playoffs?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Yes. What are we, Robert? You call it. What are we doing?
I don't know.
You're the moderator here, Robert. You're the moderator.
Well, let's just stick with what we know. The jersey is great. I mean, come on, let's just do the jersey.
So we wear a shirt of our choosing. You wear a shirt of my choosing. I wear a shirt of your choosing.
No, you'll buy something ridiculous.
I will.
But I'm not.
I will. You had me wear a 3X Celtics jersey last year at the men's conference. Guys, if you were at the men's conference last year, you saw me wear this shirt that went down to my knees.
And were you uncomfortable with it?
Absolutely. And all the pictures to prove it.
So let's do a men's conference show. Right? So
if not it's a men's conference.
What are you going to...
I don't want to wear it.
It won't happen by the
one day of it. No, it's not going to be June. All three.
It's in June.
Well, you're hoping it's in June.
It's in June.
I mean,
yeah.
For us, it could be in April.
No, in June.
For the Lakers, it could be a quick out. It could be one game and done.
How about your handicap being that either the Lakers or the Clippers?
No.
Because because Boston is going to be the
clear
favorite.
I'll tell you
favorite.
Why I wouldn't want to do that.
They're not the clear favorite. Milwaukee is the number one seed.
That's true.
They got home court.
But I'll tell you why I wouldn't want to do that, because then it puts me in an uncomfortable position where I have to root for the Clippers, and I never want to do that.
Come on!
No, honestly, you
can't root for the Clippers.
Right now, I would rather the Celtics go further than the Clippers. That's how much I hate the Clippers. Hear me out. If you're a Clippers fan, sorry. I just can't stand
Billy Crystal.
I can't stand those guys.
I don't know.
All right, fair enough. Well, we'll wear a shirt of our choosing sometime in June. At the barbecue.
Oh, there you go.
At our listener barbecue in June.
That sounds fair.
All right.
That sounds fair.
Well, George, the markets are all over the place as they are. Financial reports have all over. But what can you give us? What can you share the guys regarding a financial report?
Well, the thing that I felt I wanted to share with you in your heart, that I had on my heart, was not just about not about investing, was so much about the problem with debt. And because I meet so many people that have credit card debt and other debt, if it's not evident now, the damage that debt can do, it really should awaken you. Because if it doesn't hit you now, I don't know what will. Because interest rates continue to go up.
You mean personal debt, not collective national debt. That's not what we're talking about.
Yeah, your credit card debt, any kind of personal debt, thanks for clearing up, any kind of personal debt that you may have, is because the interest rates keep going up, you're paying, in instances, 20% on credit card. So my encouragement is to...
Is it that high now,
20%? Oh, yeah. I met...
On a credit card.
Yeah, I won't say who it is, but I met with someone... Mark, no. I met with someone last week...
Tom Hughes.
Who has just had significant credit card debt.
What's significant?
Oh, boy.
I mean, give a threshold.
$10,000.
And over.
Yeah, but well, it depends on your income.
So in the $10,000, you're paying $2,000 in
annually on interest. Oh, okay. So if you're just making the minimum payment, such a small percentage of that goes to principal, and that's where they get you. And I'm not saying the credit card companies are at fault, because they're not, no one's forcing you to make the purchase.
Yeah, yeah.
So
can I give you a little example of something that happened yesterday?
Mm.
I got a thing in the mail from my credit union. So it's our auto loan through our credit union. And there's a letter that we get, and it said, because of your outstanding payment history, we're lowering the interest rate on your auto loan, and you will now pay off your loan sooner.
Mm.
How does that happen? Who does that?
Credit
unions only do that.
Yeah, credit unions. Yeah, credit unions are the way to go.
What is it now?
18%.
No. About 5 or 6%.
They dropped it to 2.9.
So it was
beautiful. Like,
it was at 3 or 4. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. So that's... So what I would do is I would pay the same amount you were paying.
We are.
Yeah.
It just pays it off sooner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But back to just kind of a rule is don't buy stuff on credit if you can't pay it off when it's due.
Right.
So with that, I mean, I'm not talking about a mortgage. I'm not talking about a car payment. I'm just talking about your credit card or any other kind
this
of.
Is, yeah, this is the Xbox that we buy.
This is like impulse purchases, right?
It
sounds silly, but people
are looking
you,
at me, bro.
I have an Xbox. Well, my kid has an Xbox.
Think to yourself, when you make a purchase with a credit card, how am I going to be able to pay this off within the payment cycle, which is in the next 30 days?
Right.
And if you don't have an answer, like, oh, yeah, I have this. It's in my allowable funds, my budget. Then don't buy it. You have no business buying it. Because what happens is you get into this cycle of purchasing things that you can't afford, and it continues to build up. So then... We're surprised when the credit card balance gets high, because this thing that happens once a year that we're shocked at, Christmas. And we don't have money, and we spend a lot of money on Christmas and holidays and then vacation. So one of the buzzwords I have is pre-decide. So pre-decide is making a decision beforehand how you're going to handle a situation. So pre-decide what you're going to spend on vacation and budget it. Pre-decide what your budget's going to be for Christmas. Pre-decide that, you know, I'm going to pay off the car in a certain amount of money, a certain period of time, and then continue to make a payment in another account and live as if I have a car payment. So when a car breaks down or it's time to buy a new car, I have the funds available.
Yeah.
So just pre-decide these things that you know are going to happen in the future with your finances, and stay away from debt. If you can't, if you don't have the money, then don't buy it. You know, you need to have self-control.
That's a good word. Of course, if you ever need any specific support, advice, consultation, they can talk to you, George. They can buy you lunch. They can buy you coffee.
Or you can buy them lunch.
Well, if they have debt, then you're probably buying them lunch.
Yeah, yeah. Come see me. I'd love to.
George, how can they get a hold of you?
Just email me, jorgef@cachurch.com.
jorgef@cachurch.com.
Yep. I'm just curious, what percentage is the on your debt goes into principal payment? Let's say $100. You say 20% is interest, and what percentage
depends
is
on the interest rate, right?
Well, it depends on how far you are on your payment. You know, let's say you have a credit card and you've been making the payments for a longer period of time, so you're eating into it more. But if you're in the early stages, you're probably paying about 60-70% interest.
Wow. That's scary.
That's why when you look at your statement and you make what's called the minimum payment, you see that it really doesn't move the needle.
Yeah.
Really at all.
Yeah.
And the banks know that, so that's why they'll offer you to increase your line of credit, which just means that you can use your credit card for a larger amount.
Yep.
And you then get excited. Oh, good! I can spend more, and you're just on a hamster wheel.
Well, thanks for that.
Stay away from that.
Thanks for that, Jorgef. They can of course buy you lunch or be treated, get consultation, and all that. Since the NBA playoffs are happening, and since we've got some exciting men's event that Robert's going to tell us about in a minute, I felt we could play a little game called Man of CA or NBA Player. Man of CA.
I better nail this.
Or NBA Player. I think George is at an advantage here, Robert, because he knows the NBA very well. I try to pick names that I felt were mostly obscure, but he knows the rosters of probably every NBA team. So this might be a runaway victory for George. But let's see.
LeBron James.
So if I said LeBron James, you would say?
Man of CA.
Fake news.
Okay, I think you get the point. Man of CA or NBA player? Robert, we'll go to you first for 3 wins. Ready, Robert?
Go.
Robert Mayfield. Man of CA or NBA player? Robert Mayfield.
Man of CA.
Man of CA. George? Yeah, that's right. Man of CA. Robert, if you're there, we want to see you at the men's conference. Come on out, Robert.
Yeah, absolutely. Come on.
All right, that's 1 point for George.
Come to barbecue.
Okay.
Wait.
No, he got it right.
Manfred.
sorry.
Look, I've been an absent, but listen, man. Throw me under the bus is not a... Come on, bro.
1 point for Robert. I
feel the love already.
I misspoke. Okay. Jorgef. Frank Jackson. Man of CA?
He's a player.
Or NBA player.
NBA player.
What team does he play for?
I don't know. I think he went to Duke, but I don't know what team he's
on. Man, he's good. I don't know if he went to Duke or not, but he's a guard for Detroit. Frank Jackson. All right.
Boy.
1 point for George. All right, here we go, Robert. Jorgef. 1-1. Jorgef. 1-1. Dylan Windler. Man of CA or NBA player?
Man of CA.
Man of CA, George.
He's an NBA player.
He's an NBA player. He's a forward for Cleveland. That's right. Ding, 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 ding.
We went to a small call. Yeah.
Sorry. I think you're at a disadvantage on this game here.
That's all right.
We should go back to FIFA players. That's
yes. Yeah. Football.
One day we'll do like Filipino mob bosses for the winners.
Robert Concepcion. Both.
Hey. Okay. No point for Robert. 1-1. We're still tied. George, here you go. Adam Garcia, man of CA.
Oh, there you go.
NBA player.
Man of CA.
NFCA. Ding, 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 ding.
Wow. Good.
Well, last name, there's no Latin basketball players. Come on, right?
Well, there is.
One or two, that's it.
There's a...
Gasol? Come on.
He retired.
No, what's the other guy? Navarro?
Yeah. Yeah, for the Pelicans.
Yeah.
He's 5'4".
And then there's the UCLA guy who's going to be in the NBA next year.
Yeah, Javier.
Hawkes.
Yeah.
Javi Hawkes.
Yeah, he's good.
Okay, all right. So that's two
points. That's a giveaway, right?
2 points for Jorge, 1 point for Robert. Robert, you got to get this. I get it. Here we go. Rick Shamness, man of CA or NBA player?
George, I'm looking at you.
He's smiling. He knows.
This is going to be a man of CA.
Man of CA. George?
I think he's a man of CA. I've never heard that name before.
Oh, Rick Shamness. Rick, if you're listening, you are a man of CA. We want you to come to the men's conference.
It's a 50-50 proposition.
It is. So, you know. 50-50. All right, so we're at 2-2.
No, I haven't missed any.
Yeah, but you only have
he
two.
He missed one.
I know, but you get to win right now.
Yeah, because I went
he
first.
He started first. So we're at 2-2.
You missed one.
I'm saying
we're
yes.
at 2-2, but you get
but
to
he's
win.
Scoring, so what am I supposed to do?
All right, let me see if I can get the hardest
score. I'm not competitive.
Hey. Okay.
Not that yet.
George, here's yours for the win. Glenn Green.
Sounds Hispanic to me. Come on, bro.
Or NBA player.
How's Glenn Hispanic?
Green. Do you not realize I have had diarrhea since Easter?
Glenn Green doesn't sound familiar.
Oh, NBA. Man. No. AC Green?
No.
You could be related to the AC family.
There's a Jalen Green. I don't know about Glenn.
Glenn Green.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Orlando.
Sounds Hispanic to me.
Okay, well, what's your answer?
No. Men of CA.
Men of CA. Glenn Green. Glenn, if you're listening, you are a man of CA. Wow. Thank you for listening. George for the win.
Yes.
Wow, what a sweep. I'll give you Robert one more just for fun. Rodney Luck.
I know that guy. Come on. He's a man of CA. Hey, he was in my huddle. So I would. It's a freebie. I love it. Yeah.
Rodney, if you're listening,
Rodney,
you
come on over. All right. If I didn't get that right.
One more for you. George.
Matt Price.
George Richardson.
George Richardson?
His nickname. I don't use his nickname. His nickname is Pooh.
Jorge Richardson.
This is a current player?
Nah, this is either a man of CA or an NBA player. I don't know.
Okay, well, if it's a current...
George Richardson.
I don't know. Well.
Why?
Do you know every single NBA player?
This is including the G League.
Wow.
I don't think there's a current... This doesn't ring a bell of a current NBA player.
Pooh Richardson.
Oh, Pooh Richardson?
No, I said George Richardson.
Okay, well, is that Pooh?
No.
Oh, no. That doesn't sound familiar.
Man of CA.
Pooh? Yeah,
doesn't sound familiar.
There was a player named Pooh.
Yeah.
So what is it? Come on.
Man of CA.
Oh, wow.
He got it right. He's a clean sweep. He got all five right. Dude, okay, well, Robert, there's a lot. There's a lot. I know you haven't been here, Robert, but there's a lot happening with the Men of CA, and we want to close this episode with telling the guys what's happening in the world of Men of CA.
Well, guys, come April 19 is our men's gathering. This is our second men's gathering of the year.
Yeah.
Come
Wednesday night, right?
Wednesday night. Come be blessed. Enjoy being with the guys.
What is it?
Worship. What is what?
When's,
were you not listening?
When's the event?
April 19. I know anesthesia has gotten to me, but you know, I just read it. So
his short-term memory is still intact. Man of CA. Yeah, who's our speaker that night?
Tom Hughes will be speaking to us.
Awesome.
On April 19th.
Yeah.
Robert, you're also going to be giving an update to the men?
That is just 50-50 for
50-50
now.
50-50 for now? Yeah. But guys, if you want to encourage Robert to do it,
reach out to him. Be there because, it's always a blessing to gather and just...
Wednesday night, 7 p.m., April 19th.
Any food?
Yes, we're going to have donuts.
No churros?
Coffees and donuts.
Come on, man.
Oh, we're saving the churros for the conference.
All right.
Tell us about the two-day conference happening in May.
In May, we're going to have a two-day conference that's going to be with lots of food. Dude, I didn't even know you have tacos, chimichangas, sopes.
We're having chimichangas.
What is huaraches?
What?
Is that a drink?
Huaraches.
What is that?
A drink?
I don't know what that is.
I don't either.
Pozole.
What is that?
Pozole, dude. You better get it in a good place.
What are you talking about? We're not having all those.
You got it over here, man. Breakout sessions. You got Tim Chaddick speaking to us.
Wait. So for a breakout, we're having pozole?
That's what you got in here.
Wow. Well, okay. I have some things to say about that.
So. When is the conference happening? What days?
It's going to be on a weekend in May. I believe it's going to be May 25th. Did I get it right?
No, you did not.
Oh, man.
May 19th and 20th. Friday night.
May 19th and 20th.
Friday night and Saturday. What's the registration cost?
$25.
It's $35, actually.
No, I'm giving you guys a discount.
It's the Robert Love discount.
Listen, if you sign up listen, using the keyword podcast.
No, no, no,
you get a $10 discount. We gave a $10 discount.
And if you say Celtics, it's free.
So. No, it's $35. Podcast. Sorry, there's no discount.
You get $25.
Ay, ay, ay. Guys,
in the red.
But you don't get the tacos, pozole, and the churros.
We have a non-food option.
You get half a chimichanga.
Yeah, we have a non-food option. You pay $25, but you get nothing. No, it's $35. But here's what your $35 gets you. Friday night, we have tacos coming. We have a churro truck. Saturday, we have breakfast and sandwich lunch. And your $35 gets you a free book at our book table.
Mm.
And your $35 gets you a guest speaker. His name is?
Tim Chaddick.
And tell us about Tim.
I think he leads a church somewhere in Ventura County. Yes.
Yes.
He started, I think he's the founder of Reality LA.
Thank right? you. Well, he is the founder of Reality LA. But now he's the senior pastor.
Did he move to Europe?
Yes, England. London. Wow, you're caught up on Tim Chaddick.
Well, do you listen to him?
Tim and I had lunch. Yeah, he's a good guy.
Did you really?
He's a lot of credit card debt.
This thing sounds like a baseball player.
Man of CA or speaker, Tim Chaddick. he does not have credit card debt that I know.
Not that
maybe
I know.
Maybe he does.
That's why he's selling a book.
Tim, if you're here, if you're coming to this conference and you have credit cards,
we're sorry.
Meet with George. He'll help you get out of your debt. We'll buy your book. How about that? We'll buy some books. You get a book. You get a guest speaker.
Whose book is this? Tim's?
No, you get to choose a book.
Oh, okay.
Tim's book will be one of the options, right. But you get to choose your own book.
All right.
And I'm super excited about the Friday night panel session that we're having on biblical masculinity. Robert, tell us about this.
Dude.
Give us a snapshot what that's going
to
be about.
I have been out, and look at how he throws me under the bus. I should tell you one of the stories I should tell you about how he threw me under the bus right before this podcast. This guy.
Give us a Cliff Notes version of what Tim Chaddick will be speaking.
What is Tim Chaddick going to be speaking on? What is his sermon topics?
I don't know.
Okay, well then, that may be a bit much. Tell us about the breakout sessions and what those topics will be.
Well, listen, let me help you out. Friday night, we're having a panel discussion on biblical masculinity. Listen to this lineup. Mark Pickerel, Tom Hughes, Tommy Walker, and Albert Kim.
For what?
For a panel discussion on biblical masculinity. How to be a man.
It's an executive summary of that.
Yeah. Well, the Bible calls us to be men and what that looks like. And we're going to hear from a wealth of experience on things like how they've raised their kids, on things like how they've ordered their finances, on things like how they've...
Finances should be this guy.
Well, they're going to talk about that too. They're going to talk about how they love and honor
their...
I'll give
them my notes.
Yeah. How they love and honor their wives. They're going to talk about... how they order their devotional life. So all of these things that makes us men, and you get to hear from
four men,
Mark Pickerel, mm-hmm. Tommy Walker, Tom Hughes, and Albert Kim. I mean, who would you rather listen to than those four guys? That's not rhetorical.
Crickets,
no.
That's good.
No, I'm excited. I'm excited to interview those guys. Yes. Anyway. Anything else that we need to know about this men's conference other than, guys, you need to register now.
Yeah, conference is
register now.
Good.
Register now, $35. Go to our website.
Yeah, get your discount.
If you're listening,
$10
right now.
Get your discount.
Just use the word podcast.
Yeah,
and
get that. Bring that voucher with you.
Listen, if that works, God bless you. Take the discount. But if it doesn't, I don't know. I can't help you.
And then you can email Marvin. Marvin E. If that doesn't work.
Well, listen, guys, thanks so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed our goofiness, our silliness. We want to make your commute to work a little bit happier today and hope you got something out of this time.
What happened to four? Come on, man. You were supposed to speak to us about
leadership.
We're out of time. We're out of time for today.
It's Easter's
but
is coming up.
Easter's is coming, and don't have diarrhea before Easter's.
Never want that.
Well, we look forward to seeing you on Good Friday and Easter. Of course, if you're listening to this after Easter, hope you had a great Easter. Hope you didn't get diarrhea in Easter's.
No.
And
it should have been done by now.
At the conference, at the
We'll see you
gathering.
April 19th for the men's gathering, and of course, May 19th and 20th for the men's conference.
And pray for Tim Chadwick's credit card debt.
Chaddick. Love you guys.